School is where I make new friendships.
School is where I explore new things.
School is where I learn how to play soccer to become a famous soccer player.
Welcome to Student Talk Radio, a program where students from Community Outreach Academy and Futures High School share their thoughts about school and life experiences.
School is where I get a better future.
And now, here's your host.
Доброе утро, Сакраменто и мировые окрестности. Мы приветствуем вас на волне 87.7 FM. И сегодня вновь вы услышите детские голоса. А это важно, это ценно. О чем они думают, как они ощущают окружающий мир и особенно жизнь школьную. Мистер Страу регулярно берет у них интервью. В школе есть и видеостудия, и студия аудиозаписи. И, конечно же, я уверен в том, что многие мамочки, папочки, бабушки, дедушки и сами детки вслушиваются в эту радиопрограмму, которая уже стала традиционной. По понедельникам выходят студенты Community Outreach Academy Elementary School, также выходят представители Middle School и Futures High School. Вот так мы организовали этот проект совместно с компанией Афиша, и он успешно работает. Дети счастливы, но еще больше счастливы мамы и папы. Я хочу еще раз подчеркнуть, что этот проект нацелен на то, чтобы каким-то образом помочь детям ощущать атмосферу эфира, привыкнуть к камере, к микрофону, и вполне возможно, что в будущем они будут очень успешны в информационном пространстве в качестве тех, кто будет позитивно влиять на окружающий мир. Очень верю в это и надеюсь. Именно с этой целью создавалась программа «Говорят студенты». С нами в студии сегодня представительница вот этого большого такого департмента работы со студентами. Она специалист по работе как раз с детками. Уже не первый год. Даниэла Мандзюк. Даниэла Мандзюк работает в школе Community Outreach Academy Elementary School, которую возглавляет Лариса Гончар. И сегодня она тоже скажет несколько слов, вот свои впечатления о том, как эти проекты работают, что ощущают дети. По-видимому, есть определенный фидбэк, есть какая-то обратная реакция. И после этого мы попросим Надежду включить нам непосредственно вот запись, которая подготовлена в школе COA Elementary. Доброе утро, Даниэла.
Доброе утро. Good morning, COA Elementary students, parents who are driving on their way to school right now and have the radio turned on and they're listening to this program. And you're going to be able to hear some of your own voices as you're driving to school, or if you're at school already, it's on the TV screens. And if you can see us, hello. If you can hear us, hello as well. Good morning, good morning. It's another beautiful week at COA Elementary, Monday morning, and we get to a fresh start at the week, and every week starts that way. We get a fresh start, and that means you get a do-over. If last week you had a rough week, last week you had a few nights you couldn't do your homework, last week you had a disciplinary measure taken, today you have a fresh start at the week, and you can do better, be better. So welcome to the new week. And as Ivan mentioned, with the student radio program that we have, he was talking about some of the positive outcomes that we have, and the students get to see how the radio program is run, and cameras and microphones, they get to work with that, and Tim Strau works with them as well, so they come in and write a program, and they come in and record, and I think it's a very amazing opportunity they have to do this. I personally don't know any other schools that have this opportunity for the students. And I wanted to add one of the other really, really positive outcomes that they have out of this in the future is public speaking. Because public speaking is one of the things that people fear the most. And this gets them to be able to practice that and get used to it.
Ну что ж, взлетаем. Надежда готова сейчас запустить запись, ролик, и мы вслушаемся в детские голоса и слышим не только их голос, но проникаем в их душевный мир.
We now welcome you to the Gateway Community Outreach Academy's Student Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the September 2019 edition of Student Talk Radio, featuring students and staff from COA Elementary School. I'm Mr. Strau. Today, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what we'll be featuring on this monthly show. We usually start with the current month's character education trait that we learn from our character education leader, Mr. Tony.
Don't forget about this month's character traits of loyalty and cooperation. Loyalty means you keep your promises and you're always there for your friends to help them and support them whenever you can. Cooperation means that you work together and you listen to each other's ideas and solve any problems peacefully. Show your eagle pride and show your teachers that you know all about loyalty and cooperation. Just like our hero of the month, Mother Teresa. Her loyalty to her faith and the people in need of her help, along with the cooperation she got from the Pope and the Church and others in her community, helped her to establish many missionaries of charity to help people in need all over the world. So show your teachers that you know all about loyalty and cooperation all month long, and maybe you will be chosen as the next Character Award winner.
Every week we talk about our school's expected school-wide learning results,
or ESLERS,
in the morning message and also at each of our character education assemblies. Here's third grader Evelina to tell you all about them.
Hi, I'm Evelina from Miss Pohl's class to tell you all about our school ESLERS at COA. The C stands for creating a collaborative and cooperative community. The O stands for being an outstanding learner and citizen. And the A stands for Achieving Academic Excellence.
Thanks, Evelina. Our character education leader, Mr. Tony, and I talk more about these every month this school year in our character education assemblies. And this year, to win one of our character awards, you'll need to show your teacher that you not only know about our character education traits, but also how they fit into our ESLERS. But as Mr. Tony always says,
you can, you will, succeed.
We'll also feature students talking about things that they like. For example, here's Alexandra talking about her happiest day.
Hello, this is Alexandra. Today, I'd like to talk about one of the happiest moments in my life. It all started in October of 2014. We went to San Diego. It was so much fun. We went to the San Diego Zoo. We saw so many animals. It's a really big zoo. You can even take a bus around it. Then we went to SeaWorld. We watched orcas in a show. I got soaked from all the water. We also went on roller coasters that were really cool. Next, on the next day, we went to the beach. I don't really like the beach. It's very cool with all its animals and creatures, but it's not my thing to swim in the ocean. And all of this happened on a school week. My teacher gave me a packet of homework, and guess what I did with it? I forgot it at home the whole week. So when we came back, I had to stay up late doing my homework. But beside that, I had a perfect week. This is Alexandra from COA Elementary. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a perfect day.
Thanks, Alexandra. Sometimes students will talk about things they do or like here in school, like Tanya, who talked about field trips.
Hello, this is Tanya from COA. Today I'd like to talk about the best things about field trip is. The best things about field trip are you learn something new that you never heard of. You can have some fun and play different kinds of activities there. Here, during my time at COA, I've been on many field trips. Like to Jelly Belly Factory in second grade, you learn how jelly bellies are made and you can see what a factory looks like. I've also been to an Indian museum in third grade. You learn about the Indians that once lived in America. If I could choose one place to go on a field trip where I learn a lot about my favorite subject, animals, it would be a farm. I would really want to see real-life animals like pigs, ducks, sheep, horses, and more farm animals. This is Tanya from COA. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Tanya. Now please welcome fourth grader Tim, who's excited to share some of the new things he already likes about being a new fourth grader here at COA.
Hello, this is Tim from Mrs. Meyer's class. I'm here to talk today what I'm looking forward to this school year. This school year has just begun and I'm already excited about many things. I would like to share with you some of what I'm excited of for this school year. I love my teachers and my principal and I love my new building. It looks so funny. My class is so funny. Every time I come in my class, they are making jokes and making me laugh. I hope I could be funny someday, and I want to be smart, and this is cool. It's gonna make it happen. This is Tim from COA Elementary. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great new school year, too.
Thanks, Tim. Now, here's fourth grader Valerie to tell you what she's looking forward to this school year. Valerie?
Hello, this is Valerie from Mrs. Meyer's class. I'm here to talk to you today about what I'm looking forward to this school year. This school year has just begun, and I'm already excited about many things. I'd like to share with you some of what I'm excited about for this school year. So my teacher is the best. Her name is Mrs. Meyer, which most of you know her. Mrs. Meyer is such a fun teacher. Mrs. Meyer loves everyone and gives sugar rushes to us. When I mean sugar rushes, I actually mean a lot of candy. She also is very kind, calm, funny, and sweet. I wish I could be with her every year. Well, maybe if it happens. Anyway, this is Valerie from COA Elementary. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great new school year, too.
Thanks, Valerie. Each year, our school participates in the Box Tops for Education program to get free money for our school. Here's fourth grader Ariana to tell you more about it.
Hi, this is Ariana from Miss Meyer's class. And I just wanted to remind everyone to keep bringing those box tops. The box tops help us pay for our field activities at the end of the school year, as well as other fun things here at the school. You can buy them on all kinds of products that your parents buy from the store. Each one is worth at least 10 cents for a school, sometimes more. Just cut them out and bring them to your teacher or the front desk of your site. For 25 box tops you turn in, you get a lollipop too. The more we bring throughout the year, the more money our school gets for the fun activities. So keep bringing them in.
Thanks, Ariana. Every classroom here at COA is represented by a different college somewhere in the United States. A couple of weeks ago, they spent an entire week getting to know their college and decorating their classroom door to share the information they learned about their class's college. We share information about a different college each week in our College of the Week program. Here's the college being showcased this week. The College of the Week program continues here at COA. Each week throughout the school year, we'll be showcasing many wonderful and different colleges all across the United States. It's always a good thing to start thinking about what kind of college you might want to go to when you're all finished with your high school career. This week, we feature California State University, Sacramento, as featured in Mrs. Cardoglo's fifth grade classroom. California State University, Sacramento, also called CSUS or Sacramento State, and most popularly Sac State, is a public university in Sacramento, California. Founded in 1947 as Sacramento State College, it is the 11th oldest school in the 23-campus California State University system. The university enrolls approximately 31,130 students annually, has an alumni base of more than 240,000, and awards 7,000 degrees annually. The university offers 151 different bachelor's degrees, 69 master's degrees, 28 types of teaching credentials, and 2 doctoral degrees. The university also has extensions in Singapore, offering a unique international master's degree in business administration. It is consistently one of the top 3 destinations among all universities in the state for California Community College students, welcoming over 4,000 new transfers each academic year. The campus sits on 300 acres, covered with over 3,500 trees, with over 1,200 of them resting in the University Arboretum. The university is the site of 2 National Register of Historic Places, the Julia Morgan House, and the terminus of the Pony Express. On top of that, over 40 teachers and staff right here at COA graduated from Sac State, including your principal, Mrs. Gonchar, your vice principal, Mrs. Cassell, our character education leader, Mr. Tony, and me. We're all Sac State alumni. This week, your teachers will show you a short presentation on this college to give you some ideas on what kinds of studies it offers in case you might want to attend. We also want to remind parents and students about our Math Whiz Trophy Contest here at COA. The first trimester Math Whiz Contest is underway here at COA. This is your chance to win the Math Whiz Trophy to display in your class and possibly win a prize at the end of the trimester. This trimester we'll do things a bit differently since Krispy Kreme Donuts can no longer be our sponsor. But I am looking for some other type of prize for our trophy winners. This trimester, each month at our character education assemblies, I'll award one class from each grade level that has the most minutes and the most improvement points the Math Whiz Trophy. To win the trophy, your class has to have a minimum of 30 average usage minutes for the month. If there isn't 30 class minutes, you won't be considered to win the trophy. Just remember, if everyone does 15 to 20 minutes of Math Whiz every day, Monday through Friday, your class will meet and even exceed the minimum requirement. As a bonus, Math Whiz has completely updated their program with a new student dashboard, the ability to create your own avatar, new math games, and new prizes. If you haven't logged on yet, get started today and check it out. The first trophies will be awarded for September on Friday, October 6th. Good luck, everyone. Our Math Whiz program really helps our students with improving their skills in many different areas. All we ask is that they try to complete 15 to 20 minutes of Math Whiz every school day, either here at school or at home, to help them improve their math skills. Finally, I'd like to feature some of our teachers at COA who will share with you all the great things going on daily in their grade levels. Let's start with kindergarten teacher Mrs. Tucker as she talks about kindergarten.
Welcome to kindergarten. Our COA kindergarten program is very unique. Our full-day program offers students a chance to be a part of a variety of learning experiences, from independent student-initiated activities to cooperative learning groups to whole group lessons. Our amazing and experienced teachers engage students in a differentiated classroom, meaning all styles of learning are supported with developmentally appropriate hands-on materials, technology, and curriculum. Our warm and loving teachers guide kindergarten students to develop the skills they need to be academically and socially successful learners and citizens in kindergarten and beyond. Whatever it takes, our kids are worth it. We hope you and your child will be very happy at COA.
Thanks, Mrs. Tucker. Well, that wraps up the September 2019 COA Student Talk Radio segment here at the elementary school. I'd like to thank all of our great COA students and staff for their time and willingness to share with us today. And if you'd like to learn or see more of some of the great things we do here at COA Elementary, we have several ways you can do it. You can visit our website at outreachacademy.org or follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for COA Elementary. And if you haven't already, download our free smartphone app that's available for Android and Apple. Just search your app store for COA Elementary. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the COA Student Talk Radio. I'm Mr. Strau, and we'll see you all next month.
Ну что ж, спасибо Тим Страу, спасибо студентам, спасибо родителям, которые воспитывают таких замечательных, талантливых деток. Я думаю, что в современном мире нам нужно учиться слушать детей, вслушиваться в их голоса. И особенно, когда детки подрастают, часто замыкаются, скрывая свой внутренний мир и, возможно, свои какие-то переживания, важно найти вот эту волну, нащупать этот пульс и услышать своих мальчиков и девочек. Это я говорю нам, родителям, потому что порой мы теряем своих детей на каком-то вот промежутке или на отрезке их жизни. И очень жаль, что детки вот в этой странной жизни потом оказываются одни. Поэтому то, что происходит в школе COA Elementary, это вот одна из таких программ, которая нацелена на то, чтобы дать возможность детям выразить свои мысли, рассказать о школе в частности. Но когда мы слушаем старших деток, они говорят часто вещи нам, о которых мы не хотим слышать порой, говорят нам ту правду, которая является реальностью. Но все равно нужно идти этим путем, коммуницировать, общаться и давать возможность деткам высказать то, что у них на сердце, что у них в сознании. И я напоминал уже вам, что в прошлом году в течение, наверное, 10 месяцев администрация школы, сайт-менеджера, работники офиса, они читали книгу глава за главой, которая называется «I wish my teacher knew». Я хотел бы, чтобы мой учитель знал, что у меня, возможно, дома картина жизни не такая светлая, как у других. Папа, может быть, очень сильно заболел, или мама вот в каком-то особом таком положении, или просто собачка, может быть, потерялась. У деток очень много проблем, которые они не могут понести сами. Поэтому Даниэла, в частности, Даниэла, специалист по работе со студентками, концентрируется, фокусируется именно на тех деткам, которым нужна особая помощь. Вот они вдруг начинают вести себя очень странно, непонятно. И это сигнал, это вот тот красный флажок, который мы, взрослые, должны вот заметить, обратить внимание на такую душу, на такую судьбу, на таких деток, у которых вот что-то происходит, и они не могут сконцентрироваться, им трудно хорошо учиться, и нелегко хорошо себя вести. И это большая программа школьная. Я хотел бы сказать, что есть также целое отделение, такая группа у нас, Student Leadership Team, студенты-лидеры, то есть студенты, которые собираются регулярно, несколько раз в месяц, в октябре это будет 4 встречи, они собираются с учителем, с руководителем этой группы, готовят различные программы, проекты, думают о том, каким образом можно улучшить вот школьную систему. Это то, что очень ценно для нас. И, конечно же, мы понимаем, что и родители очень плотно работают со школой. Завтра, во вторник, 24 сентября в 5 часов вечера у нас будет первое заседание школьного совета, School Site Council, и также будет параллельно заседание совета English Learner Advisory Committee. Это комитет, который консультирует директора, консультирует администрацию школы по вопросам английского языка, то есть как улучшить вот программу английского языка в школе. Речь идет о детках, которые только, возможно, приехали в Америку, newcomers, как мы говорим, испытывают трудности. И вот эта программа, этот департмент, он нацелен на то, чтобы эффективно помочь ребеночку быстро влиться в мейнстрим, да, в основную программу обучения.
Well, that was me too, Ivan. When I went to kindergarten, I didn't know any English, zero English. And here I am, еле-еле говорю по-русски, по-українськи, because it's hard.
Твоя рідна мова українська, тому це зрозуміло, що ти більш ефективно можеш висловити свої думки і почуття
по-українськи.
По-англійськи чи по-українськи?
Ну, по-українськи більше, ніж по-русски. Але по-англійськи само easy, obviously, because тута родилася, тута все в школу ходила, and so It changes, it's difficult.
Але ти можеш спілкуватися з твоїми бабушками,
з бабушкою, з дідусем, да, можу писати, читати.
Українською мовою. Вони дуже... Я впевнений, що вони радіють, коли чують свою рідну мову. Mm-hmm. І вспоминають про своє село.
Yes. Ivan was talking about Student Site Council tomorrow. Again, just for parents, we really encourage you to be involved in your students' life, in their school life, in their academic life. And we always have events going on at COA Elementary. 2 weeks ago, we had our family movie night, and this one was kind of a more fun night. Everyone gathered for some fellowship, for a movie. We had food on campus, and you got to meet your teachers a little bit closer, and it was very, very fun. It's one of our most popular events every year. And in 2 weeks from now, October 10th, we invite all of our parents and families for family reading night, October 10th at 6 p.m. We invite everyone to come out. And just a couple reminders, October 11th, that's Friday, and Monday, October 14th, we will have no school for our students. So just wanted to mark a couple of those events.
Ну, то, что в пятницу и в понедельник они будут отдыхать, они хорошо помнят, я уверен. Yes. Главное, родителям не забыть и не сбросить их где-то вот на школьном сайте. Редко, но такое бывает, что папы и мамы заработались, и календарик не посмотрели, и ребеночек приходит в школу. Ну, мы его там встречаем, конечно же, опекаем и провожаем благополучно домой. Спасибо, Даниэла, за то, что ты делаешь для деток, и я думаю, что многие родители тебе благодарны. Ты можешь реально влиять на судьбу детей, вот особенно на тех детей, которым нужна экстра помощь, дополнительная помощь. Спасибо всем нашим родителям. Я хочу поблагодарить также администрацию школы Community Outreach Academy в лице Ларисы Гончар и всех сотрудников, работающих в офисах, на всех, во всех сферах. Начиная от admin team и тех, кто на playground supervision делает, это огромная привилегия послужить деткам. Поэтому не теряйте эту возможность, этот уникальный момент. Сегодня очередной день, когда мы можем повлиять на судьбу наших детей. Спасибо всем, кто был с нами. Мы прощаемся с вами до четверга. В четверг выйдет радиопрограмма «Семья и школа», где будут говорить уже взрослые. Мужчины и женщины, мамы и папы, работники школы. А мы желаем вам хорошего дня. И пусть ваши детки улыбаются, всегда улыбаются. До свидания.
Это радио.
Это на радио.
87,7 FM.
Вместе под жизнью с тобой.